5-0 Winston-Salem as we head into the top of the seventh inning. Juan Correla is back on the mound for Winston-Salem. Through six, he has allowed one hit and no runs while striking out seven. Here's the right-hander Ignacio Alvarez to get the Braves started. Correla from the windup, his first pitch is taken just a little outside for ball one. Alvarez tonight 0-for-2 on a pair of flyouts to center, one in the first, one in the fourth. 1-0 is cut on and missed, a breaker down and away, one ball, one strike. Correla has gone seven innings twice this year, but it wasn't while wearing a Dash uniform. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another off-speed inside and low. Batted through. One ball and two strikes. Juan Correla, of course, traded to the White Sox system from the Yankees on August 1st. 1-2. Alvarez pounds one into the ground. First base side. Willits plays on a couple of hops and jogs to the bag. One gone in the seventh. But while with Hudson Valley, the Renegades, Juan Correla went seven innings on June 2nd versus the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And again on June 16th versus the Rome Braves. Seven innings on the 16th, three hits, one run that was earned. No homers, 10 strikeouts, and two walks. Here's a pitch to David McCabe. He checks his swing on a breaker down and in. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on, one out in the top of the seventh. Dash leading 5-0. Here's Correla's 1-0. Change up misses down and away. Two balls, no strikes to McCabe, who's got the only hit of the night for the Braves, a single in the fourth, and he struck out in the first. 2-0. Down low, near the dirt, three balls, no strikes. David McCabe from the left side. Open stance, a bend at the knees, bat leaned over his left shoulder. Now holds it up, and the 3-0 is an off-speed down and away. A four-pitch walk to McCabe puts a runner on with one out in the seventh. Dash in front, 5-0. That brings up Keyshawn Ogans, 20th rounder in 2022. Picked up by the Braves out of Cal Berkeley. Last night, 3-for-5 with a run. One run batted in and two doubles. Tonight, he's 0-for-2 on a flyout and a lineout. Infield playing him straight up with Willits covering the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a chopper into the Braves' dugout down third, 0-1. An ugly finder, they call it. Hogan's working in toward the plate, slight bend at the knees, even stance. Correla from the stretch on the first base side, kicks and deals. And an off-speed outside, a rightward movement by Smelly to keep that one from rolling to the backstop, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Correla looks in, takes a sign from his catcher, Smelly. Glove at the belt, the kick, and the pitch. 1-1, cut through and missed, a strike inside, 1-2. Now Ogan's calls time, steps out toward third. A big deep breath as he looks into the barrel of his naturally finished bat. Drags it across home plate, rotates it into his right hand, holds it in front of his right shoulder up high. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt skips behind Smelly. The runner McCabe off for second. He's in standing up on the wild pitch. That's the second wild pitch of the night that Correla's thrown, and the first one sent McCabe to second in the fourth. That was with two outs, and he was stranded as Keyshawn Ogans lined out to second. Runner McCabe with a lead. No coverage from Schiappelli as Correla looks in. Smelly gives him a sign he likes. Powder blue glove at his belt. A look to second. Now the 2-2. Hogan's takes ball three inside and the count is full. A 5-0 Winston-Salem lead with one out and a runner on second base. We're in the seventh. Hogan's back in, right-hander waits, rotates the bat a few times in front of his chest. Correla leans in for the sign, takes one from Colby Smelly, comes set on the first base side of the rubber. The 3-2 delivery, swing and a high fly ball popped up on the deep infield dirt, left side, shortstop Baldwin over to his right, makes a one-handed catch, and there are two gone in the top of the seventh. So a runner in scoring position. Now two out in the seventh for Justin Janis. Left-handed first baseman is 0 for 3 tonight with a strikeout in the second and a ground out in the fifth. Perela's first offering. It's a fastball just off the outside edge. JT Shaw behind the plate didn't like that one. One ball, no strikes on Justin Janis, a 254 hitter in his 35th game with Rome. Perela kicks, delivers, runner takes off for third, pitches low, throw to third, tag applied, no good. That one took Nakawaki a little ways off the bag, up the line, and he reached behind himself to try and tag a sliding David McCabe, who is safe. So that is the ninth or the eighth stolen base on the year for David McCabe. He's 8 for 9 this season. 2-0 on Janis. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Hit high in the air, but foul down the right field line. 2-1. Infield playing Janis to pull. First baseman Willits hugging the line deep on the infield dirt. Also deep is Schiappelli, who's smack dabbed in the middle of first and second. The 2-1 pitch outside. Smelly had to shimmy to his left to keep that one from rolling to the backstop. The count is 3-1. Correla from the windup. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Shot at the dash dugout fence. It pops off the base and rolls into the glove of Lloyd L. Schiappelli at second, who heaves it to who is that in front of the bullpen catcher in the dash bullpen? Vince Vannelli receiving that one from his second baseman. 3-2 count on Janis. Correla looking in, winds and delivers. Down low, ball four. So runners on the corners with two out and a 5-0 Winston-Salem lead. And here comes John Eli, the dash pitching coach. The batter will be Ethan Werkinger, who's 0-2, with a looking strikeout in the second and a 6-3 ground out in the fifth. Juan Correla has just been on the money tonight, working quickly, hitting his spots. Hasn't really needed to mix his pitch as well. It's been a steady diet of breaking balls to this Rome Braves lineup. And now we're seeing Correla struggle to find the zone here in the seventh inning. He's placed runners on the corners. A walk to McCabe. A wild pitch advanced McCabe to second, and then McCabe stole third, his eighth stolen bag on the season. After a pop out to short for out number two, Justin Janis took a walk to first, and now Ethan Werkinger steps in on the right side. A 5-0 dash advantage in the top of the seventh inning. Correla from the stretch. He delivers. First pitch is sent high in the air to left center. Weaver moving back toward the track, sets up shop, calls off Camaletti, and makes a one-handed catch on a slow back pedal toward the wall, and that's the side. Two left on for the Braves. No runs, hits, or errors at the stretch. Dash in front 5-0. Stick with us on the Dash Broadcast Network and Valley Live.